The Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, Ezu ha'asher ha'sameach b'chelko, the one who is rich is the one who is happy with the lot. That basically, as Chazal tell us, psychologists, psychiatrists, that if you worry, people will worry about everyone else's, how much money they have, what they have, what you don't have, that's a recipe for depression and not success. Generally speaking, we tell you, worry about yourself, do the best you can, and have a moon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why it's a famous saying from the Chafetz Chaim. I thought when I was younger, I was going to makarev the whole Radin. Then I thought maybe my community, then maybe my family. I realized I'm happy if I just get myself. So generally, that's our attitude. That, you know, we care about everyone, but we focus on what we have, and we only focus on other people when they need help. As the Yisrael Salanter used to say, a tzaddik is someone who cares about his own ruchnius and someone else's gashmius. So that's all year round. But on Tisha B'Av, Rav Tversky points out, it's a unique day. We're taught to worry about something we don't have. The Churban Habayis. That's the one day a year we have to focus on what we're missing. Usually we focus on what we have in life. And that's why we're Sameach. That's why Tisha B'Av is the day of Avelos. It's not a day of Simcha, because we're worrying about other things. Perhaps, in case of the Churban Habayis, perhaps not in our control. Perhaps in our control, because it says whoever is misabel properly, so they're going to be zoch of aroa. So whether it's exclusively in our control or not, whatever, either way. So, but the point being is, on Tisha we have to focus on what we don't have, i.e. the Churban Habayis, and that's what they explain, the Churban Ola. Churban Ola, you bring on for Makshava. The Makshava Ra, so you bring a Churban Ola, because Ola is Kulo L'Shamayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows our Makshava. And that's what the keynotes here, I think it's number 10, Eicha Yashva, that the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. And I think it deals now with the focus is on the destruction, the loss of the Kohanim, which deal with the Avodah, like Sefer Vayikra, Torah's Kohanim. And therefore, we have to focus, today's our focus, on all the things we don't have. The Kohuna, meaning a Kohani Yichus, doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash and the Churban Habayis. And that's the one day a year we try to spend not focusing on it. Of course, we have to appreciate what we do have, but today the focus is on what we don't have, and specifically the Churban Habayis.